Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chico Sammon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser bunts towards the mound. Stigman juggles the ball. That's an error on Stigman. Sammon moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammon scores. Houser moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Houser moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser scores. Wagner moves to third. Alvis moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Wagner scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Kindle moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Kindle scores. Rollins moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rollins scores. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-0 in the game. Houser hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Virals reaches second base with a double. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virals scores. It's Indians, 3, Twins, 3. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Salmon. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Stigman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Twins. Sam McDowell now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rollins moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rollins scores. Oliva moves to third. It's 5-3, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. As Q drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Killebrew out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Allison reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stigman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chance strikes out. 1 out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Verhall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zimmerman strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-2 in the game. Stigman takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Moran pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to second. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Allison reaches second base with a double. Rollins scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's 6-3, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Als is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ver Als is walked intentionally. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Salmon. Zimmerman reaches second base with a double. Killebrew scores. Allison scores. Ver Als goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Twins. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison fields the ball and throws to Stigman covering. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Houser moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Mincher now playing first base. Bob Allison now playing left field. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano pinch hits for Jack Kralik. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Salmon is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.